What does it mean to love yourself? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, when Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself." We've heard this many times and no one would dispute it. But what does it actually mean to love yourself? When we enter into a relationship with God, one of his main aims is to get us to accept our true identity. Jesus died to save us from the condemnation due to us for our sins. Through our baptism, we are now adopted sons and daughters of God the Father. In the natural course of things, we should now begin to see ourselves in this new light, according to our true identity. But because of our fallen nature and because of wounds we have experienced, we take on identities that are false. We believe lies about ourselves and are oppressed by those lies. But God wants to liberate us from their dominion and have us live in freedom. Of course, the evil one wants to destroy us, and one of his principal weapons is lies. He is constantly feeding us lies about ourselves and about other people and about God. God wants us to break free from this tyranny and experience the liberation that is our birthright as sons and daughters of God. God wants us to love ourselves in the same way that he loves us. He loves us with unconditional love. There is nothing we need to do or can do to earn God's love. It's his free gift to us. He looks with compassion on us, and when we sin, he looks for ways to persuade us to come back to his loving embrace. There are many parables that Jesus told that describe this characteristic of God, this almost reckless compulsion to forgive and overlook our faults and failings, our sins large and small. But he also wants us to love ourselves in the same way. He does not condemn us for our failings, and he does not want us to condemn ourselves for our shortcomings and sins. He wants us to love ourselves with unconditional love. Unfortunately, there are many ways in which we do not love ourselves. We can effectively hate ourselves when we feed ourselves with things that damage us, or when we indulge in behaviours that draw us away from our relationship with God. We are not loving ourselves when we seek false comfort in excessive food, drink, or drugs. We are harming ourselves when we seek sexual gratification in ways that are contrary to good order. We damage ourselves by running after a comfortable life or by being obsessed with money, power, or fame. We become bent out of shape when we harbour resentments and unforgiveness of other people. There are a lot of ways that we can choose to not love ourselves, and all of these ways lead us into a life that is not free and is in fact a kind of prison of our own making. We do this when we expose ourselves to harmful influences or indulge in behaviours that are damaging. For example, gossip, obsessing over the latest current affairs, excessive curiosity about wicked things going on in the world, exposing ourselves to media that is ultimately detrimental to our spiritual health, and so on. Instead, God wants to liberate us. He wants us to live lives that are full of joy and peace, knowing that we are loved by God and resting in that knowledge. Knowing that we are loved and lovable in ourselves without having to prove anything to anybody. But how do we gain that freedom and retain it? By feeding ourselves with good things, things that remind us that we are loved. Reading the Bible is an excellent way of reminding ourselves of the truth about God's love. In the Gospels, we read about how Jesus related to God his Father and spoke about him, how he related to other people with kindness, compassion, love, and service. When we feed ourselves with the nourishing words of Scripture, we are choosing to love ourselves. We're choosing to provide for ourselves something that will build us up, encourage us, and feed our soul. The same goes for reading the lives of the saints. Again, when we read how other faithful Christians lived the life of faith, we strengthen our own resolve to pursue a life of virtue and holiness. Attending the Eucharist regularly can be an excellent way of loving ourselves in a good and holy way. The beauty of the liturgy tells us something of the beauty and approachability of God. Receiving the sacrament gives us power to combat lies about ourselves. The liturgy of the Word teaches us about God's love. The sacrament of reconciliation speaks to us of God's mercy and his love, frees us from bondage to sin, empowers us to love others, and removes barriers between us and God's love. Seeking and maintaining good relationships with Christians who help us on the road through this life is also a way that we can love ourselves. But one of the best ways for us to nourish ourselves in a loving way is by exposing ourselves to the love of God in personal prayer. By taking some time each morning to be with our Heavenly Father on our own, to experience the depth of his healing love, to listen to God reiterating to us his message of hope, acceptance and love, we are loving ourselves in a way that ensures that we remain rooted in the freedom we received in baptism. But there are many other ways that God wants to communicate his love to us, and many ways that we can love ourselves by providing good and wholesome nourishment in body, mind and spirit. There is something uplifting and healthy and good about exposing ourselves to beauty. Beauty has a way of getting behind the rational. When we look at a beautiful sunset or beautiful scenery, in a sense we are drinking in something of God's goodness and love. It's the same with good, wholesome art, literature or music. These tell us something about God's beauty and grandeur that cannot be put into words, but nevertheless help us to draw closer to the mystery of God's love. By exposing ourselves to such things, we are, in effect, loving ourselves. When we are secure in the knowledge that we are loved, when we can see ourselves as God sees us and love ourselves in good ways, then we will find it much easier to love our neighbour. When we love ourselves, we come from a position of strength and security, and we can navigate the ups and downs of life in a completely new way and live out the freedom we were born for. When we love ourselves truly from the heart, we find it within ourselves to reciprocate the Father's love and obey the two great commandments as Jesus taught us. Let's finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, you have made us out of nothing to be an image of your glory here on earth. We have sinned by believing we were something other than your beloved sons and daughters. Help us to root out from our lives all the ways in which we love ourselves in inappropriate ways. Show us, Father, how much you love us. Show us that your love is unconditional and that there is nothing we need to do to earn that love or to increase your benevolent kindness towards us. Help us, Father, to love ourselves the way you love us. Help us to grasp that you sent Jesus to die for us and that there is no greater love than this. Help us to believe that we are loved, valued, wanted and desired, and that we are precious in your eyes. Amen.